Good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today is two-for-one day. Not only do we get to come back and worship in the house of the Lord, but it's two-for-one day. We're going to have a sermonette and then a sermon today. Because first, I would like to speak to what I'm going to call the triple whammy. And the triple whammy is this. First, we got hit with the coronavirus. Second, I had this unrest as a result of the death of Mr. George Floyd. And third, we have something that is being promoted in our city by some folks are looking to bring some gay pride into our city. And I'd like to address the latter of those two things. We said quite a bit about the plague, so we're going to set that one aside for the moment, and we'll address the other two. First, with regard to the matter of Mr. George Floyd. It appears from the video, of course, in this country, we're all innocent until proven guilty, but it certainly appears from the video that we have seen that Mr. Floyd was murdered while he was in police custody. The officer has been charged with murder three, which is the maximum charge under our laws, since this was not a premeditated murder. The arrest was made by the Minnesota authorities after consult with FBI and DOJ, and the other officers who were at that scene are under scrutiny at this time by law enforcement, and rightfully so. Since then, we've had rioting, looting, and lawlessness on a large scale in our cities. These protests have already achieved most of their end, so now they are, for the most part, counterproductive, at least in the view of many, to the causes of justice and peace. I'd like to bring an analogy here. We're getting together today. We've got our in-person services, and these in-person services were not restored without a bit of advocacy and protesting, if you will, on the part of the church community. I know myself and others had emailed the governor, and many of us not getting a response, emailed the DOJ, and finally the president responded with his decree that churches were essential, and those governors who were not of the mind originally to call church essential have since fallen into line, and we're grateful for that. So at this point, I can speak for myself. I'm not particularly interested in further emails or protests, although we could argue that the 25% restriction is a little bit low. So when we protest, once we achieve our ends, I don't. At some point, it becomes a counterproductive thing. Now, for the Bible commentary with regard to this, the recent ugly and criminal events in Minnesota have brought the issue of race to the forefront once again. The response of the church must be to redouble our efforts towards the conversion of souls by faith in Jesus Christ. That is the only lasting solution that will bring peace. Burning down buildings isn't going to do it. Murdering other people who had no part in the original injustice isn't going to do it. But it is the gospel that is going to change lives from the inside out. That is the only way that our culture is going to change for the better in these areas. Splitting people up into various groups based on color or anything else will only serve to divide and not to unite. The scripture says in Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, "And he," that is God, "has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth." One blood, one race, the human race. There's one kind of people here, God's people, God's people. And I praise the Lord for that. Now I'd like to continue. Let me get my thoughts together first. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. I've got a couple of devotionals up online, the one from yesterday and the one from today, if you want to read further. And these things that I've spoken, along with many other things, are on there with a lot of scripture. There's a lot of scripture annotation to support the things that we're saying. So I'll refer you to the website. If you want a paper copy, ask me and I'll get you one. The promotion of gay pride in Woonsocket. This is something that is being instigated by some young socialist folks, mostly from out of town. There's a few who are in town, but mostly from Providence and out of town. And there was a bit of what we might call a pilot done on this in 2019 when the drag queens were brought to the Autumn Fest. And what was said at that time was, well, this is just something for the beer tent, for the adults to enjoy, if you will. And now this is something that is going to be blatantly put out there before everybody. It's going to be voted on tomorrow at the city council meeting. There's a resolution out. So if you want to go online and check that out, or if you are of a mind to, and you oppose this sort of thing, then certainly encourage you to email the city councilors. I know most of us live here. And it's the same folks propagating this that had engaged in some character assassination of certain community leaders a bit ago on the race issue. So you can expect that this may be coming here. So I just wanted to address it before everybody, to the extent that I have quoted scripture and what I say can be supported by scripture, I'll certainly stand by those things, and certainly you have liberty to disagree with some of my commentary that's outside of the scripture. But I did want to address this in a broad way before you all this morning.